This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 9th of June. I'm Sarah Stollart. So, a worldwide bank shedding jobs and attempting serious reforms, but is it enough to stir up some action in the US market? That's a question I put to Joe Salisi of Temis Trading in New Jersey.
Volume was a little bit better, and you know, we kind of seesaw the market was kind of hovering around the unchanged market pretty much all day, and it pretty much ended that way. Relatively quiet in the news front. We really didn't see anything. There was a couple of economic numbers which are stronger than expected, but nothing really earth-shattering.
The big story we are leading on today is an announcement from HSBC. Has that traveled across the pond?
We did see it. I guess it was a significant amount of job cuts there that they're expecting. We actually had a news item this morning, which is they call it the JOLTS job openings. It's an indicator of how many jobs are out there, and it's continuing to increase. So it's actually kind of just the opposite, where they're saying that there is opportunities. I guess it depends on what area. Maybe not financial services, but certainly there are, you know, jobs out there right now in the U.S.
And how about Greece? Today they submitted their proposals to Europe. How has that been received in the States?
I think it's a bit of a Greek hangover right now. Everyone's been hearing the news for so often. You think there's news, but there really hasn't been any news, right? It's kind of a delaying, extending until the eventual payments, I guess, are made. So I think today, at least, certainly was not in the headlines here.
A little bit of Greek fatigue going on.
Greek fatigue, there you go. That's what I was looking for. That's exactly it. But we've been range-bound. I mean, really, the S&P index, the 500, S&P 500, has been stuck in the 2,000 to 2,100 range since the beginning of the year. And I expect it to be that way until, you know, at least September, when supposedly the Federal Reserve is going to be increasing interest rates, according to most people in the market. That's what they think. So I think we're going to go sideways here for a while, maybe a little bit further to the downside, and then we'll probably get another uptrend.
And is there a consensus that September will be the time for the rate hike?
That's where the market is pegging it right now, in lieu of any new news. And, you know, the economic numbers have been coming out pretty decent. And as long as they continue to come out, you know, decent, I can't see why the Fed wouldn't increase by at least a quarter of 1%. But then the question is, will they continue? Will it be a one and done? And there's always a question, right? But I think at this point, most people are expecting September.
Joe Salisi of Themis Trading in New Jersey. And on Wall Street, the Dow was little moved at 17,764. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.5% at 6,753.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.